Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Police in Appleton have arrested three people who they say came to a high school with guns. Television station WLUK reported, according to police officials, an Appleton East High School resource officer at the end of the school day Thursday noticed two people in a hallway who didn't appear to be students. School staff noticed a vehicle in the parking lot with a third person inside. Officers who searched the car found two handguns, one of which was loaded. Police believe the three people had come to the school to seek retaliation against a student. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a stop in Wausau on Thursday. She was at the United Way of Marathon County to discuss veterans assistance programs, among other things. Senator Baldwin says she wanted to hear experiences from actual veterans who have struggled with obtaining health care services.
This meeting was to hear some of the veterans' personal stories of difficulties encountered in accessing care in the community, and also the frustration when providers drop out of the CHOICE program.
Senator Baldwin says she believes the fact that local farmers are getting cut off because of what Canada is doing is unfair.
In my mind, these are unfair trade practices. These are barriers to U.S. exports, and they disproportionately hit dairy states like Wisconsin, which is America's dairyland.
Senator Baldwin had a roundtable discussion with many local veterans and veteran assistance program leaders to try and learn about what vets are going through and what kind of legislation needs to be put in place, among other topics. Heavy rains, inches of snow, and melting of the winter snowpack means outdoor enthusiasts need to be extra careful around northern Wisconsin hydroelectric facilities. Wisconsin Public Service spokesperson Matt Cullen says rising water can be trouble around dams.
Well, this is the time of the year where you have melting snow and ice and water runoff, such as the storms that passed through earlier this week. And so what Wisconsin Public Service, We Energies, and Wisconsin River Power Company want to do is to remind outdoor enthusiasts, boaters, fishers, to be mindful that river flows around our hydroelectric facilities can be increased during this time of the year.
Cullen says things can change quickly near those facilities.
The water levels around hydroelectric facilities, are subject to sudden changes, both above and below the facilities. Also, there's unpredictable currents that can occur above and below dams, as well as deceiving currents, hidden hazards, debris that can pass through the dams. So again, that's why we want everyone to be mindful of these increased river flows and to know the proper safety precautions to take if they are going to be around our dams.
Cullen says obey all warning signs and horns, wear a life jacket, have a cell phone available, stay outside the buoy lines and restricted areas near dams, and think ahead of an escape route just in case. And some say a bill regarding high-capacity well permits is bad news. Others support it. Tim Morrissey reports.
Once again, a bill that would loosen regulations on high-capacity wells in Wisconsin has passed the state Senate and now advances to the state Assembly, where a similar bill died last year. Senate Bill 76 would essentially allow high-capacity well permits to be issued permanently. The bill is supported by huge farm operations, large vegetable growing operations, food processors, and frac sand mining companies. State Senator Mark Miller, a Democrat from Monona, says the bill essentially privatizes one of the state's most precious natural resources.
A high-capacity well permit that lasts forever, can never be changed, creates a permanent right to take the water that belongs to the people of Wisconsin and use it for private profit. This bill ignores the property rights of waterfront owners and recreational users when excessive withdrawals lower water levels and reduce stream flows.
While the commercial enterprises that support the bill say it's necessary to ensure that they can function with adequate water supply, others say high-capacity wells already have caused small lakes and streams in central Wisconsin to dry up. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And Governor Walker says his annual Easter egg hunt is back on schedule after a man accused of mailing an anti-government manifesto to the White House and stealing 18 guns from a Wisconsin store was captured without incident. Governor Walker and First Lady Tonette Walker said in a statement today that the event at the governor's residence will take place on Saturday as originally scheduled. They canceled it Thursday, citing safety concerns as authorities search for Joseph Jakubowski, who was found last night near Reedstown. The weather forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low around 49. Saturday, still a chance of rain with a high temperature near 63. Saturday night, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low around 46. And for Easter Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues. Blues Friday coming your way here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krall.